In Dr. Nidger's recent paper, he and his team evaluated several technologies for making pullback assessments. In this example, they analyzed the same pullback data as IFR, FFR, and PDPA. They found that both FFR and IFR allowed the user to identify individual lesions using a pullback. Between FFR and IFR, only IFR allows for pullback measurements without the use of hyperemic agents. PDPA is also a baseline measurement, but as you can see in the image, the PDPA line does not allow for the identification of individual lesions. You might remember that during the initial IFR training, we talked about the low spread of PDPA values compared to the wider separation of the IFR values. That same clustering of PDPA values leads to a pullback of the same values where the individual lesions are indistinguishable.